volunteer to say the prayer this morning to start this meeting? Any volunteers? Jim, would you mind saying a prayer for us this morning?
Frank, Lord, thank you for this day. It's a beautiful day. Thank you for helping us as we recover from these floods. I pray that you continue to guide the commissioners on this court in that effort. Father, I pray for your blessings on this court meeting today. I ask for your wisdom and your guidance to guide all the proceedings, so that we would honor you in all that we do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
The record reflects that all members of court are present with the exception of Commissioner Metter this morning, and commissioners would entertain a motion to approve our court agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Proclamations and resolutions. Montgomery County United Way. Morning, Judy.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Wasn't expecting to go first. My name is Judy Foster, and I'm here to talk a little bit about the merger between United Way of Greater Houston and Montgomery County United Way. We're about to go into our campaign, and you guys have graciously agreed to let us run a campaign in Montgomery County. We really appreciate that. But there have been some misconceptions since the merger, so I hope to be able to clear those up. The first, I think, being the reason for the merger. And I grew up here, and in the 70s, I distinctly remember the fear of Greater Houston reaching out and gobbling up our nice country community. I think that's what led to Oak Ridge becoming a city and Shenandoah becoming a city to prevent annexation. So this was not a matter of Greater Houston trying to gobble up Montgomery County. This was a matter of both agencies' funders, ExxonMobil, Anadarko, CB&I, reaching out and saying, we need you to just be one agency. It's too complicated for us for there to be two different agencies of United Way that we have to fund. So through much debate and merger, it was agreed upon that they merge. Since then, I have heard some things that are not true, like someone told me that they thought that there was no longer a United Way center. Well, 7 months ago, I went to work for United Way, and I am the manager of the United Way Center here in Montgomery County. It is here. I have also heard that money that is raised in Montgomery County goes to Houston, and Houston uses it for their agencies. That is not true. Money raised in Montgomery County stays in Montgomery County. And Houston has traditionally, for years, actually supplemented Montgomery County. We have, even before the merger, Greater Houston put money into agencies here in Montgomery County. I also want to express how important it is for the 19 agencies and their 39 programs that we fund that we do this campaign. We've been in an economic downturn, and unfortunately, when times are hard, the need goes up. And so the people who will be hurt by a lack of funding is actually the agencies and ultimately the people that they serve. So I brought with me Debbie Edge from Montgomery County Women's Center, and I want her to talk a little bit about their relationship with United Way.
Great, thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you again. My name is Debbie Edge, and I'm the Director of Non-Residential Services with the Montgomery County Women's Center. And basically, that means that I'm over the counseling and the sexual assault program, and I help with the grant writing. And so we are a family violence agency and rape crisis agency. That means we're a dual agency. And we also were duly funded for as long as I've worked for the agency. We were funded by both Greater Houston United Way and Montgomery County United Way. And so I feel it a privilege to be able to talk on behalf of United Way. I've been a United Way donor since 1984 myself. And in my career, I've worked for United Way-funded agencies every year of my career except for one. And so near and dear to my heart. And so the partnership between United Way and agencies like the Montgomery County Women's Center is it's like a marriage where United Way not only vets us out to ensure that we are good stewards of the dollars that are donated and that we do what we say we do, and they continue to vet us out on an ongoing basis, because just because I say I do something well today doesn't mean I do it well tomorrow. And so I want to talk about some of the best practices that our agency has developed as a result of the relationship with United Way. In particularly with Greater Houston United Way, about 8 years ago, they decided we need to have a domestic violence common outcome group. And so they got our agency along with six other agencies, and we began to look at how we measured the services that we're providing. They hired consultants, and as a result of that, we have, you know, common outcomes that all of these agencies use, that we look at how are we doing. And that's a wonderful resource, and we use SurveyMonkey, and that's a great best practice. The other is we have a continuous quality improvement team, and that's also a result of several years ago, Greater Houston began promoting continuous quality improvement, and if you were going to be funded, you know, you needed to have a team, and so we have a very strong, robust continuous quality improvement team, and that's really about, you know, we provide services in a certain way, and are we doing a good job with these services, and do we need to change? Are we just doing what we do because we've always done it this way? And so it's a way of monitoring the way we provide our services. And then to go along with that, the resources, the 211 and training. And backing up to the CQI team, they provide us with seven modules of training and how to do that, not just we want you to do it, but this is the way to do it, and we'll help you do it. And so lots of support. And then also the Days of Caring that United Way has, and that's always been around, but the Days of Caring are what keep our facilities beautiful. We never have enough money to do what we do. We don't have enough money to provide all the maintenance for our facilities, and you know, I can tell you that all of our facilities are very pretty, and a big part of that is because of the United Way Days of Caring. The Greater Houston United Way also set up what's called the Domestic Violence Coordinating Council, which is, again, the agencies that I mentioned previously and our agency, where we come together to look at, again, best practices. We're looking at centralized intake. We're looking at rapid rehousing. They also engage the Homeless Coalition with this committee, as well as major funders like Houston Endowment and Simmons Foundation. And these are all good things, because this is a safety net for our community. And then last but least, each year we do a year-end report, which is a very detailed report for each program that's provided. And every other year, we have what's called a site visit and a panel discussion, where we go in and basically they're vetting us out again and also praising us for the good work that's been done. And one of the most important programs that United Way has provided us is the Thrive program, which is financial literacy. And I can tell you that 2 years ago, we actually sent one of our therapists through their financial coaching training, and that particular training has proved to be wonderful, especially for our transitional housing program. We have three residents who have been approved for their Habitat home in the last 18 months, and one we partnered with Easter Seals and was able to help her obtain housing through the rural home loan. And so these are all resources that we wouldn't otherwise have. And we also have three therapists going through the financial coaching right now, so we can integrate that into all of our programs. And so training is a big part of this partnership, and training is one of those luxuries that we don't always have the money for. And so I feel very grateful that we're able to have the training. And to conclude, I'd like to say that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And in 2016, there were 148 women who were murdered by their intimate partners. And five of those resided in Montgomery County. And so these services are so essential, as Judy mentioned, to our community. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys do a great job there. Judy, do you know how many agencies United Way funds throughout Montgomery County?
19.
And an estimated dollar amount?
Around $3 million.
Around $3 million.
We were contemplating not even having a United Way program this year, but after talking to Judy and all the United Way folks, we're going to do a campaign, and we look forward to having a successful campaign. Thank you for all you do, Judy. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Judy. Okay. No action needed on that item. Commissioners need a motion to approve our Commissioners' Court minutes from our regular session dated October 10th.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Under consent, Commissioners, I only have one item. Item 9G1A on page 5 under the County Engineer's Office is to be deferred.
Luke Road?
Luke Road, yes.
Move with that change.
Have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
Aye. I mean, aye for the...
Aye for, okay.
Aye for the approved.
Right. Motion carries. All right. I don't have any citizens signed up to speak on items on today's agenda, so we'll have citizens comment at the end of the agenda. Under item 11A, consider and appoint a representative from Montgomery County to participate on a project ambassadors committee planning an environmental linkage study as required by the Texas Department of Transportation. Commissioner, you are the one that requested that we be added to that list.
Correct.
Would you like to be?
Sure, I'd love to.
Someone like to nominate?
Yeah, I'd love to serve.
I nominate Commissioner Nowak.
Second.
Thank you very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, emergency management. Darren.
Good morning, Judge, Court.
Good morning.
How are you? 12A, consider, discuss, and approve to renew and extend the declaration of local disaster issued for severe weather in the county for a period of 30 days. We ask that you authorize Judge Doyle to sign and execute, take any actions related to same.
Move.
We're following suit with the state on this.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
As part of that, is a follow-up to that, I'd like to present an item to the court. It's on the risk management, on the insurance estimations for Precinct 3 building, the Spring Creek Nature Center, and the Sheriff's Department Firearm Training Range, $900,000 estimate. We ask that Judge Doyle sign and execute.
Good. And Judge, one thing, I've talked with the auditor and with risk management, the funds that are for the tower versus the funds that are for Precinct 3, I'd like for us to put those in two different line items so we can make sure that they're, you know, they go to the appropriate places. And we have some expenditures that we need to pay soon for our office being put back together. So
Okay. It'll
be helpful to get that done.
And then we can work that out.
Right. And the resolution and order allows our Director of Risk Management to sign the proof of loss.
Okay. So
we don't need to wait.
So Ginger can sign it?
Ginger can sign, that's good. Okay.
Move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Darren, could you just give us kind of a quick update of where we are on things? Is all the debris up, or the FEMA's?
It's in the final stages, Judge.
Oh, Crowder.
We're down
Crowder
to
Gulf anywhere still here?
Yeah, we're down to one DMS site. There are 242 and 1314. Our contractors are hauling into that site. We've closed it to the public now and redirecting them to the landfills that are within the county. But the contractors are still hauling into those sites. They're making final passes throughout the county with the help of the commissioners. The commissioners have been very helpful in that project. picked up a tremendous amount on their own. TxDOT, as you know, helped us out quite a bit.
Right.
And then our contractor is as well. So all three jumping on that project knocked it out in real time. That Montgomery County is far ahead of anyone else in the region as far as the debris collection and management. So
still pressing. Any new news on buyouts at all?
With the federal government on trying to get some funds to flow down through one of the four programs that they have available, and so we're still waiting on that.
Okay. Did you want to give us any kind of an update on phase one and two of the project with SJRA?
I can briefly talk about it. As we're currently, as most of you know, as the court knows, we did a collaborative study with SJRA and the city of Conroe on taking what we call phase one of a multi-phase project where we looked at the watershed that affects the San Jacinto, the West Fork, and Lake Conroe, and trying to factor in how rainfall hits that lake and how the lake has to adjust and the timing of when they need to start to making some of their releases and how that affects the flow downstream and at what speeds. Once we have that data, then our intent was to expand that project to include all of the waterways actually in Montgomery County, either in that one single next phase or in multi-phase two and three, where we'd look at all of those waterways and their watersheds and start placing additional gauges to give us an extended ability to extend forecast and predict what those watersheds are going to do moving forward, and so that would increase our ability to make notifications to everyone along those that would be affected along those waterways. It's currently, phase one is currently underway, and we anticipate it to be completed late fall to early winter of in last quarter of 2018.
Okay. Commissioners, I would encourage us on phase two that look at all the other creeks other than basically just the San Jacinto River is what really SJRA is interested in.
That's correct. And that follows suit with what we did last court where we asked Kevin Brady's office to help us with funding.
Okay. Well, and in talking with Congressman Brady's office, they encouraged us to pursue all funding, whether it be
any source
Water Development Board, Congress, any place. But I think that study that the Congressman was talking about was looking at places to put, like retention ponds and reservoirs to prevent some flooding.
Mitigation.
This is really more of an early notice system.
Early warning.
I think that if we, you know, even if SJRA doesn't sponsor phase two, we should consider that.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that for the rest of the county, because that early warning is going to be critical going forward. We know it's going to happen at some point in the future.
Agreed.
And so we're getting better and better at identifying where those problem areas are going to be. If we could get better warning systems for the individuals that are there, I think we're ahead of the game. Okay.
Thank you, Darren. By the way, thank you and your team again for everything that you have done. I think we're ahead of the game because of the collective effort that the county put, all the commissioners working together, the county judge, as you said, TxDOT. I mean, it really was a good time for us to shine, and the assistance from the constables and the sheriff's department. I mean, just all of us came together really well, and it makes you proud to be a Montgomery County citizen.
I couldn't agree more, Commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Well done. Okay, Constable Precinct 1.
Morning, Judge.
Good morning.
Commissioners.
Morning. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Back in last year's budget, we were allotted three individuals for our CIT team, and by human error, we accidentally deleted their phone siphons. And 13A, consider and approve adding cell phone allowances to the following positions, totaling including benefits, will be $1,726.71. That's whole year expenses. Please name a funding source, 5511-5910-1, 5511-5910-2, 5511-5910-16.
You know, Judge, I'm going to move and say contingency, and I talked to Constable Cash, and I don't like making these changes after the budget, but I believe it was an honest mistake, and these men deserve that, so, and women.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Under B, this is
contingency.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Part of our internet crime against children, consider an approved contract between Custom Enforcement for the reimbursement of joint operation expenses from the Treasury Fortune Fund. The agreement is for year 2018. Please allow the carryover from 2017 budget, line 5511-7202, to cover benefits associated with the contract amount of $398.40. Please designate Montgomery County Constable Precinct 1, Philip Cash, as official to sign and execute any and all related documents.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Constable Precinct 5. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I have something pretty good today. During Hurricane Harvey, the constable's office out there was available to help out with about over 250 rescues, high water rescues. In doing that, we decided we think we needed a boat out there, another extra boat to help with the fire department, commissioner's office, sheriff's department, and everybody. We have partnered today with Wood Forest National Bank, and I'd like to introduce Michael White, Senior Vice President. Raylan Chandler, Assistant Vice President, Wood Forest National Bank, and Rebecca Connor, who's a branch manager for Magnolia Location. They have graciously decided to grant us a donation in the amount of $27,262.29 from Wood Forest National Bank, be placed in line item 5551-7570 for the purchase of a rescue boat and all the equipment to go with it.
I move.
Okay, any questions or comments?
I want to thank Wood Forest. They've always been very supportive of Montgomery County, and especially Magnolia. They have always stepped up when we needed partner over in Magnolia, and I can't thank y'all enough for all y'all do.
From Ray Lynn being the branch manager out there to Rebecca now, it's always been a great partnership with us.
So. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you, Wood Forest Bank, for all your support.
Could we like to get a picture with y'all, if you don't mind?
Sure.
That's why I said we might want to just take that and give it somebody else.
Yeah, might want to burn it.
Thank you, man. That's all right. I don't think they've won yet this year. Hey, you're blocking me.
Thank you all.
Thank you all very much. We need to move on that to accept the donation and the check is required.
Okay. We have a motion to accept the donation and the check.
Yeah, I move.
Second, yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Again, just
thank you all very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And, Chief, I know y'all put that to good use.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Tax assessor collector, Ms. McCray.
Good morning. Item 15A, consider and take appropriate action on proposed tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County and Scannell Properties, number 292 LLC, et al. And this agreement is with Scannell Properties and as the owner of the real estate and FedEx Freight Incorporated as the lessee. It's located, they're going to purchase 45.5 acres in the Conroe Park North Industrial Area. This is a Category C agreement. It meets all of the criteria for the county. The project itself is, of course, the purchase of the 45.5 acres, a new distribution center that is approximately 78,455 square feet. The estimated cost of the project, the building itself is $18.1 million. The total scope of the project, when you factor in the value of the land, is $21 million. Their annual payroll is approximately $6 million and creating 96 full-time jobs and 35 new part-time jobs. I have Danielle Shiner here from the Greater Conroe Economic Development. Unfortunately, she can answer any questions you may have, any additional questions, but unfortunately, members of FedEx were not able to get here. This was kind of a late Thursday afternoon we finally got all the documents back. So.
Good. So BDF meets all the criteria. It's in Commissioner Metter's precinct. Is Commissioner Metter comfortable with everything?
Yes.
Yes, he's been involved in it quite extensively from the beginning. This is similar to the ICO tax where you have a entity who is buying the land, going to construct the building, and then FedEx is, has a long-term lease on that. So the tax abatement agreement is actually between both Scannell Properties, 296 LLC, and FedEx Freight. They both signed it. They are both responsible for various milestones under the project.
Okay.
And this is something that, and Danielle can speak to this more in depth, but this is something that we've been working on for a couple of years.
November of 15 is when this project started.
Yeah.
Through the site selection process.
Wow.
Well, so gets FedEx closer to the airport.
That's right. That's kind of the whole idea, Commission.
Absolutely.
Oh, good. That's, and I'm assuming that they looked at a lot of other areas. Were we
yes,
in competition with several other areas or regions?
The site search narrowed to three locations in the Houston region, and we were able to secure this. You've seen in the news they've had other locations, but they've been different divisions of FedEx. This is the FedEx Freight division.
Okay.
And so they have quite a few customers already in the industrial park, and they're anticipating more of that growth up here. So they wanted to be close to that. And the average salaries for the positions are $65,000. So these are well, you know, these are drivers for the most part. So the city is actually undergoing a capital improvement project this year to transform all the roads out there into concrete. And that's been planned too, somewhat related to this project, so that we make sure there will be a lot more traffic. So the addition of the roadway and all of that played very much into their decision to locate here. So we appreciate the county's and the city's partnership on that as well.
Great.
Yeah, good point. The base year value of the property goes from zero to over $3 million.
Right.
Good.
Good. Great. All right.
I move.
Motion.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Good job. Commissioners, item 16A, the Lone Star Convention Center needs to be deferred at this time. So 17A, the library. Ms. Williams.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Each year I've come to you with a modification to the library services calendar based upon your holiday schedule. I'm asking that you authorize closing the library system facilities early on one day, which would be the 5 p.m. before Thanksgiving. That'd be November the 21st, 2018. And then on three Saturdays that are adjacent to major holidays, March 31st, 2018, following Good Friday, November 24th, 2018, following Thanksgiving, and December 22nd, 2018, at Christmas weekend. This would allow library employees to have the same holiday as other county employees. Generally, there are very few library patrons who would be coming into our libraries at that time, so it's cost-effective to adapt schedules and have library employees
move.
Work.
Second.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Office of Court Administration, Mr. Jensen.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
This morning I'm asking that you consider and approve the resource sharing addenda for fiscal year 2018 with the Texas Conference of Urban Counties, the Tech Share Engine Defense Program, and authorize Judge Doyle to sign all associated documents on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Nate, I had a question for you. It was about one of your consent agenda items for Veterans Court. Is there any concern in having to deobligate such a large amount? Is that going to put the county at risk or that court at risk in not getting that type of funding in the future? And can you speak to why we were having to make that move?
I can send it to Phyllis here, who's our Veterans Treatment Court administrator,
good.
So she can answer that.
That grant was applied for prior to me getting here. It was in the first year of the grant. And 98% of the amount being deobligated pertains to contractual and professional services. In the legal fees, which is 37% of the amount, we started with two attorneys. We went down to one, so we couldn't comply with those amounts. The attorney contract for the one that stayed wasn't executed for 4 to 5 months into the program, so we didn't have legal fees for the first half of that year. And then the attorney that did stay decided to do most of the work pro bono, so he wasn't billing. And we have passed this on to them. The second thing, 61% of the amount being deobligated was for trauma counseling, for PTSD counseling, mm-hmm. on outside services. They didn't know in the beginning exactly how many people would be needing that service, and so they estimated, and it's a fluid number because it's based on individual progression through the program. Also, when they started and asked for the grant, the prices for the counseling services were $65 and $150 on two different kinds of services. We negotiated a contract and got the price down to $40 for all of that. So that made the amount much less. I have passed this on to the Community Justice Division. Our new grant coming in does not allow attorney fees because they didn't allow that for anybody. So we're not going to experience that again. On the counseling, they have reduced us down, but we reduced the number of people to get it. So I think we're going to be able to hit it a lot better now. Okay. And they do explain. So we did get the second year approved with the reduced numbers.
And it's enough to cover you adequately?
And it's enough, we think, to cover us through this year.
Good. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Elections, Ms. Harvey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lone Star College in Kingwood has suffered quite a bit of damage from the flooding and notified us that they're not going to be available as a polling place for quite some time. So the precinct changes that were ordered recently, the new precinct 94 that's in that area, I'm asking to redesignate that election day polling place to Faith Family Baptist Church, and then also to designate a polling place for the upcoming November 7th election in the it's currently called Precinct 82. After the changes that take effect on January 1st, it will be Precinct 94. So this is the same location, just a different designation of number.
I move.
And then also the appointment of election officials for the upcoming election.
We take both of those in one motion, Amy?
Yes.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I know there was one question about a school over there that was pretty tight as far as traffic. Were we able to find a different location there?
No,
I'll visit
sir.
With you after court on
okay.
that one. To talk to you. Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Judge, I had a quick question for the librarian. Iron Man is April 28th. Do you want to add that to your closer list, or you just want to come back and do that?
Well, these are for 2018. 18.
Correct.
So
same.
I'd be happy to add that.
Can we go ahead and allow her to add April 28th? That way you don't have to come for one.
Perfect.
It wasn't noted, Amy, but is that okay if we make that? Yeah, you want to bring it back?
Okay. Bring it back. We'll put it on. Thank you. You're welcome. I just got the date, so I wanted to share it to you.
Okay. Purchasing. Colonel Laramo.
Good morning. Good morning. I bring to you today for your consideration engineering services for Rayford Road extension with PTP Transportation. That contract is $268,934.80.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And the other engineering service is for widening of Woodlands Parkway with PTP Transportation, and that contract sum is $642,865.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The third professional service agreement is consulting services with roof management with Bluefin. That's for our building maintenance department, and that total is $171,374.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Now I'll ask Rebecca to come up for the grants.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're asking you to consider and approve the grant increase for the HIDA grants in the amount of $299,925 to be used for the purchase of an integrated ballistic identification system, and authorize Judge Doyle to sign any and all related paperwork for the Sheriff's Office.
Move. Second.
Is there any match with that grant?
No, sir.
No match?
No match.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Consider and approve the grant application to the Texas Veterans Commission for the Veterans Treatment Court Program in the amount of $100,000 for fiscal year 2018-19. No match required. Please authorize Rebecca Ansley to submit application on behalf of Montgomery County.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Consider and approve the NRA grant application for Constable Precinct 3 in the amount of $7,734. No match required. Please authorize Lieutenant Atkins to submit application on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Animal shelter.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Asking you to consider and approve purchases by the Montgomery County Animal Shelter for food, beverages, and kitchen supplies that we needed during the period of the disaster declaration.
Move.
Tropical storm Hurricane Harvey.
Do you know the amount?
It was around $800 for everything.
Judge, one thing I want to bring up, I talked to you about it briefly. During the storm, and I'm sure most all of the commissioners fell into the same issue, we all had crews working pretty much around the clock, and any sort of meal, food, anything we wanted to provide to them, the auditor right there wouldn't let us purchase anything. So we had to use our own funds to pay for these items, and that was in jest. Phyllis and I talked a lot about it, and we might need to have...
Just a little jest.
We might need to have some sort of policy change to allow the commissioners the same latitude, for example, that emergency services has to be able to feed these
How can we do that, Phyllis? Because those guys are there sometimes 24/7
exactly.
for an extended period of time.
One thing you could do is whenever a disaster comes, you passed a bunch of resolutions with this disaster. You could add that to your list of things that would either be in a resolution or a resolution on its own for during the disaster period or a finite amount of time. They may or may not be eligible for reimbursement, but it would at least right now you have a policy that you don't purchase food for meals for regular events, and so it would allow you to operate for that disaster time period outside
during that
of your
disaster declaration. Would that authorize me to make that call?
It could, depending on what it said, but not the way we did it. What we did was we had a special meeting, and we came up here and we asked for certain items.
Right.
That could be one of those items that we could
add
ask.
To next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Just so, I mean, did you have the same issue, Commissioner? Yeah, I mean, we just end up paying for it, so.
Okay. Good. We have
You can pay for this yourself, right? It's only $100.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Good work. You did real good work during that.
Thank you. Really did.
Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Made national television.
Your whole team.
Yeah. Okay. County Attorney, real property.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
Item 22A is to consider and approve an agreement authorizing Commissioner Nowak or myself to execute a public overpass agreement with Union Pacific for the overpass over the railroad on Redford Road.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments?
Judge, this has taken us more than 2 years to get this agreement. I've never had an experience like this working with the railroad.
Well,
and this actually was done faster than what it was on.
I was going to say, that's pretty quick, actually.
It took us longer than that on League Line Road.
I just thought we were going to have to build it and ask for forgiveness for a while there.
When you're building an overpass, eliminating safety concerns, you'd think it would be. But I
appreciate their efforts and your efforts and everybody getting it done. So
well, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We now need to recess our commissioner's court and convene public hearings in precincts 2 and 3. Commissioner Riley.
Consider approving posting a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit on Collier Cemetery Road from Hills of Parkway intersection to 500 feet south of the Amherst Glade Road intersection. Does anybody here want to talk about that? Don't see nobody.
See none. Commissioner Nowak.
Yes, sir. Consider and approve placing no parking, no stopping, no standing signs Monday through Friday, 7:15 to 3:45 p.m. on the following locations. Anyone here to discuss? No, sir.
Okay. We'll adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our commissioner's court. Commissioner, are you ready to take action on yours yet?
Yes. I move. Are you?
Yes, sir. Second, we'll do them at once. Okay. And
move on 23A and B.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Under Commissioner Precinct 2.
Consider approve the use of the courthouse steps to cook and serve chili, raising funds for the Montgomery County United Way. Judge, back in the years ago, we used to do this similar thing with different department heads and different people cooking chili and donating the proceeds to the United Way. And I just wanted to try to revive that. And I think Commissioner Metter is on board, and I think Paul Case and his crew may be on board. And I think I challenged somebody else. I think the environmental has been challenged.
Phil, I know, is going to want to do that.
Phil, I know, I hadn't even got a chance to talk to Phil, but I'm sure Phil will want to do that. So this will be just a chili, not really a chili cook-off, but a chance for us to cook some chili and have folks from the courthouse and folks from downtown come eat some chili and make a small donation to United Way to get our United Way program kicked off.
Great.
So I move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Do you have the date, Commissioner?
No.
That's right. I just
got it somewhere.
No problem.
November the 13th.
November the 13th.
Perfect.
That's great. Is that a Friday?
I hope not.
I hope not.
All right. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Precinct 3.
Consider and take all appropriate action on an advance funding agreement for locally funded on and off system roadway project between TxDOT and Montgomery County to provide for Robinson Road reconfiguration at I-45 and Robinson Road in Montgomery County, Texas, and related local government qualification statement, and to authorize James Nowak, Commissioner, to execute the advance funding agreement and related local government qualification statement on behalf of Montgomery County, Texas. I move.
Second.
And, Judge, this is also one of those agreements that is took forever to get. So I'm glad TxDOT got it. I'm happy that they're both on the same agenda.
Is this the diamond exchange in place of this buoy?
Mm-hmm. At I-45, and we are looking forward to moving full speed ahead on this.
Nice. Cool. That one works. Yeah, that's good.
Needs it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we now need to recess our commissioner's court for executive session under Article 551074. All right, let's bring the court back to order, please. No action necessary out of executive session today. Now we'll have our time for citizens' comments. Citizens will now be invited to address the court on items that were not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comments before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comments. So if there are any action or questions, they may be referred to elected officials or department heads. It is not the intention of Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is it the intention of this court to allow members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or members of the court individually. A Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed to the court or members of this court will not be tolerated, and if this occurs, it may result in the cancellation of the speaker's remaining time and or removal from the courtroom. With that said, I have three people signed up to talk. Mr. O'Sullivan. Bill O'Sullivan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to address, I'm from the Woodlands, Texas. I want to talk a bit about 249, particularly as I view things, and I think more clarity is needed, and I think there's some accommodations that can be made for the taxpayers. First, any toll road which replaces free road needs to have service roads so that people have that option, that you're not taking free road away to put in a toll road. There seems to be a question if for a period of our 3.6 miles that right-of-way will be replaced without building service road. And if that's true, that needs to be addressed and needs to be corrected. The second is part of the sales of this was because it's in Southwest County. There'll be little exposure, except perhaps in the Magnolia area, to people using the toll road and on that 3.6 mile stretch of residents of Montgomery County. Now, if that's the case, we live in an age where toll roads work with transponders. You have a transponder in your car, it tells you who you are, so that your account is billed. Well, the people of Montgomery County should have transponders for that section of road which do not trigger any bill at all, because there's only a small amount of people allegedly being involved using it from Montgomery County. So I don't think they should have to pay for the road unless, of course, the state runs the road, and then they'd pay for it. So that's a power I expect you would have, and it's something that you would want to do for the residents of Montgomery County so they don't get exposed to this section of the toll road. Other than that, it's nice to have this weather. We'll talk to you later.
Mr. O'Sullivan.
Thanks.
Okay. Next, we have Mr. Yollick.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Eric Yollick. I'm from Precinct 3. Today's Golden Hammer Award, as you might expect, goes to Judge Doyle and Commissioner Riley once again about the toll road. Y'all promised to us that this would be at no cost to the taxpayers, that the bonds would pay for everything, and Commissioner Riley had said in his conversations with the quiet lady from Magnolia, Ginger Russell, that he would support a referendum. That's a joke. That he would support a referendum if the taxpayers ended up having to pay money. Well, now what we found out in the last Commissioner's Court meeting, thanks to Mr. Mueller's presentation, was that under these right-of-way agreements, these are hardly gifts to the taxpayers. What they're more like is, quite frankly, vulture-like land speculators who want development to come into their rural properties at someone else's expense. And so they're giving tiny portions of land away while keeping basically the crown jewel of the property for themselves. Now, that's fine. That's what real estate development is in large part. However, the taxpayer shouldn't be asked to pay for it. And what's happening is that because there is no state money or county money set aside, or even developer money set aside for the frontage roads, we're looking at an enormous expense to the taxpayers for the construction of TX 249. Now, the 3.6-mile portion, actually, if you look at it, 0.73 miles of it does not have frontage roads that sufficiently meet TxDOT standards for frontage roads along that type of road. But the 15-mile portion basically has no frontage roads at all. So I asked some engineers to look at how much it would cost the taxpayers likely for the frontage roads along the TX 249 extension tollway that y'all are proposing. And the estimate is coming back in the range of $48 to $60 million for those frontage roads. So I'd like to offer a suggestion. Commissioner Riley has said that we would do a referendum if the taxpayers were going to be out of pocket. And I'd like to suggest that we go ahead and do that referendum. Let's go ahead and consider issuing road bonds for those frontage roads. Have a referendum on it. If the taxpayers decide that they want a TX 249 extension toll road with those frontage roads, then obviously there will be a mandate to go forward with the toll road. Otherwise, I hope that y'all will seriously consider not foisting an enormous expense on Montgomery County taxpayers. Thanks.
Let's see. Next we have Ralph Lino. I'm sorry, how do you pronounce that?
Lino.
Lino, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hello, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Ralph Lino, and I'm a city council member in the town of Woodlock. And I pretty much just want to express my concerns from the neighborhood and the people who come to me on a daily basis and request me to do something. And I'm just very bottom step on the totem pole. And I've got lots of customers in our neighborhood who lost the use of home due to the rising waters from the flood. And everybody's coming to me wanting to point fingers and want to know who and why and when. When is things going to get taken care of? And I'm at the court's discretion wondering, is there anything that we can do to help hurry the available funds or anything having to do with the town of Woodlock? Right now, I've got elderly customers. I've got customers with small children like myself. You know, I've got three children. My neighbor's got two children. Our kids are living in a mess. And even as I headed to this meeting this morning, our neighborhood still hasn't been finished being cleaned up. They came through. They tore our curbs out. They busted several water meters, things that the town has been paying to get fixed immediately so that the customers can continue to go on about day-to-day life. But our yards are still, they put a sign out stating that it was going to be cleaned up by the 16th. The 16th came and gone. Trucks didn't come through to finish cleaning up. They said, oh, you needed to go back online and re-sign up. Well, people said, we already signed up. They never came through to clean up from the first time. They sent crews out the beginning of last month. Their trucks broke down. Our neighborhood sat still with debris stacked up 5 feet tall at the curb from one neighbor's driveway to the next for a month. And we still, now that another crew came through from the county, and they were not in any discretion whatsoever being gentle. They ripped several curbs right out of people's driveway, in front of their houses, knocked over mailboxes that were just been put back up, and dragged everything out, and now there's debris in the streets. I personally had to replace all four tires on my work truck with 12 nails in it, and that was a month after the debris was torn out. We are at a point where people are starting to run out of personal funds. There's no insurance money coming through yet. I personally just got our insurance statement of our total loss. And we can't rebuild because we're more than 50% substantially damaged, which means I'm going to have to elevate my slab 2.5 feet before I can even touch on my rebuild. There's no funds available in my insurance policy that's going to make that happen. And I know there's several long-term situations. I know. I'm sorry, Judge.
Mr. Lino, I'll tell you what. If you'll stick around after court, I'd be glad to visit with you.
I would appreciate it very much, sir.
We did speak to the mayor, but I'd be glad to visit with you.
She's in a meeting with a FEMA representative right now, so she was not able to come and assist me in speaking.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to address the court on items that were not on today's agenda?
Morning, Judge, Commissioners. John Wirtz, Precinct 2.
I guess last meeting I brought up the fact in working in down River Oaks Drive that there's an issue. There's a dip in the road right in the beginning of the subdivision on a street that's a mile long. And so when it rains, as it did again last week, it's flooded out, and you got residents that can't get out unless they park their cars on the other side. And if it's a real hard rain, they have to wade through it. Commissioner Clark has been sending a pump truck in there, but typically it can only get to the manhole on the other side if the water's low enough. Emergency vehicles have problems getting in. I talked with Bob Bagley, and if the water's deeper than 10 inches, you can't get an ambulance through because the running boards are about that level, which is where the bottom of the box is. So I'd like to ask you guys to put that on the agenda for the next meeting to discuss and see if we can come up with some funds on that. Again, it's not just a Precinct 4 issue. It's going to be a substantial cost from what I understand from Commissioner Clark, so that we can all address that. Kids aren't supposed to wade through water to get to school. Yeah, so appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Anyone else? All right. Commissioners, I would entertain a motion to adjourn, yeah, unless there's other items.
Judge, I think we just need to wish the Astros good luck tonight.
That's right. I'll be watching that game tonight for sure. Go Astros. Absolutely.
We can all agree on that. And
move on.
Agree we adjourn? Move.
Yep. Second. All in favor? All right, we are adjourned.